Welcome to the Victory in Living broadcast with your hosts, Ray and Pam Jackson. We are coming to you every week to bring words of encouragement and insights into living a victorious Christian life. Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So plan on joining us every Saturday morning for good singing, testimonies, and the Word. Let's ask Ray to come and sing for us.
If your heart is heavy with some grief or trouble, you do not have to bear it all alone, for you have a friend that knows about your struggles, and he'll be standing there when all your friends have gone, and he will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Your broken heart and make you whole. And if the storms of your life grow dark and cold, he will calm the troubled waters of your soul. Deep in every heart there is a longing to find happiness and oh, such peace of mind. But if your heart gets weary from the searching, just turn to Jesus and then my friend you'll find. Take your broken heart and make you whole. And if the storms of your life grow dark and cold, he will calm the troubled waters, calm the troubled waters, calm the troubled waters of your soul.
As always, I know you enjoyed that song. Well, today we're going to let you get more acquainted with Ray. You know, to me, he's a very exciting person, and I know for a fact that he has a deep love for the Lord and a strong desire to do his work. So, Ray, I want you to tell us a little bit about when and how you got saved.
I was, I was 18 years old, 1961, in the month of April. I was in revival services in Burke Bennett, Texas. And I know I got saved because in those days, you repented.
Yeah, they meant real repentance.
I mean, I got full repentance, and they even like to see some tears.
Yeah, I get you.
I know I got saved because they asked you then, did you get saved? They didn't ask you how you felt.
No. So you confessed your salvation.
I had to stand up, turn around, face the people, and tell them, I know I got saved.
And there was a dear old lady minister that preached the revival, and her name was what?
Zoe Brown. That was her name. She was an older lady. Yeah. Amen.
Okay. And so we got you saved. And so then, if I remember right, you received a call to preach.
Did get it.
When was that?
That was in February of 1964. I'd turned 21 years old. And I'd been praying and seeking God's will in my life because I'd been saved almost approximately 3 years. And I was trying to find out what I was to do. I knew I could sing. I loved to sing and play the guitar. But I had not received the Holy Ghost, and I thought that's what I need to get. But I didn't like where they shook me and pulled me apart nearly. And so, but I heard God call me to preach. Well, I went and got in a prayer line in February of 64. And this evangelist, Brother Crutcher, come by and told me, said, the Lord spoke to me that there's a call on your life. And you pray about it, Ray, because he said, I feel like the Lord wants you to preach the gospel. And in my heart, I had already felt that, but that gave me confirmation, and I really took that and began to let it ponder in my heart, and I knew then, less than 24 hours from there, I knew that God had called me to preach.
Amen. And so, after that, it wasn't too long after that that you received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, right?
That's right. And I mean, back then, you had to be full of the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
They called it Holy Ghost and fire.
Yeah.
And in 1964, it was 2 months later, after I was called to preach, I felt a real unction. I need to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And so, Floyd Lahan had come through. He's an evangelist in that organization, and he loved me, and I loved him. I loved to hear him preach. And he wanted to pray that I received the Holy Ghost, but I was afraid of all this shaking they'd done. Back then, they would shake you real bad.
And what? They'd tell you, hang on?
Hang on, turn loose, and I didn't know which way to go. So I told him I needed a little privacy, a prayer, and I found a corner. And as I began to pray, I began to speak with other tongues.
Amen.
And the Lord filled me with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And actually, I believe he gave you a little fire with it, didn't he?
He did. He gave me fire. He sure did.
Okay. So now we've got you saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and with the call to preach. And so you're ready to go out into your early ministry, and which was before you met
Amen.
Me.
Mm-hmm.
And you were an evangelist, right?
I was an evangelist. That's the church I come out of. You couldn't do anything but you, to get any kind of license, preaching papers, you had to evangelize.
Okay, and so you started with your district church.
Yes, I did, over in Iowa Park, Texas.
And it's kind of a funny story. Tell us about how long your sermon was.
Well, it wasn't very long because when I stood up to minister, I just nearly froze and I couldn't speak. And
so you sang a song.
I asked the pastor, Brother Williams, what should I do? He said, just read the verses. And I read Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 through 3. And I told him, I said, I think that's all I can do. He said, well, let's just all stand and we'll pray. So they all gathered around. They even prayed for me. And so I got prayed for and I was happy.
Yeah. Okay. But things got better from there, didn't they?
Yeah, it did. About 3 months later, I was ready to go preach revivals. And from the month of April through November, I preached 9 revivals.
Did you see people saved?
A lot of people got saved. And back then, you couldn't preach a week. They wanted 2 weeks.
Wow.
So I preached about 16 to 18 weeks. And I had a great revivals. And I remember my mama, she always told me, come around when I run out of bananas. And she'd give me bananas. And I had bananas.
and there were actually times that's just about all you had to eat, wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, I didn't have a whole lot to eat.
Yeah, a lot of times they didn't take care of their evangelists
the
like they do
nowadays. The offense back then, you'd preach all week for $30, $40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But anyway.
Did they put you in nice hotels?
Oh, man. We had to sleep in the pastor's back bedroom.
If there was a back bedroom.
If there was.
Yeah.
And so, but in every revival, I would have from 10 to 15 people baptized
Praise
in water and 10 to 15 saved and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen. And, amen.
I would, people would get healed and free from drinking habits and tobacco and alcohol and diabetes and tumors and blood diseases and deaf ears, blind eyes, and all kinds of disease.
And that God still excites you today, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, and we
Amen.
Still believe in divine
Amen.
Healing, folks.
Amen.
We're going to do a lot of divine healing services.
Amen. So as we go on down your life, Raymond, we got married.
Got married.
And so we started pastoring real soon after we got married. I think it was about a year.
Yeah.
So tell us a little bit about the first couple of our pastorals. And why don't we start with Texarkana? And we had held a service trying out for the church there. And so we decided we needed to go pray about it. And I stayed in the car. And what did you do?
I went to the little school ground. It was a Highland Park Elementary School. And I found a little row of bushes. And I got in between those bushes where I could have private prayer, and I stayed there and I prayed and I sought God, and the Lord spoke and said, you and Pam come to Texarkana, Texas. This was in April 1970, and you begin to pastor this church. And I said, Lord, we've never pastored. He said, it's time to do it.
Amen.
And so that's what we done. We left everything, packed up our little stuff in our 63 Ford pickup and her little Buick. And we headed to Texarkana. We lived in a little upstairs house over a converted boat shop. That's where the church was.
Yeah.
And a little 3 rooms and 1 bath, no air conditioning.
But we had
but
some
boy,
good times.
We had fun doing things for God.
We
Amen.
Did. Amen. Amen. And so that's where we got started. And so many years, well, not many, but quite a few years later, we ended up going out to Weatherford, and we pastored in Weatherford, and it was for an organization, and their old retired ministers went to this church, and there was about a dozen of them, and
yes.
they called themselves the Dirty Dozen.
Amen.
So tell us a little bit about this, how we went from a Dirty Dozen to over 100 in that congregation.
The first thing that Pam and I began to teach and preach to them was encourage them. They needed a lot of love. They had felt that the people around the city didn't care for them, and nobody wanted to be around them because they were older. And we began to love on them and teach them that we loved them and it would be okay. God wasn't finished with them yet.
Amen.
And began to let them teach a class and let them begin to get involved in the house of God. And by the time we left there, we had a radio ministry, and there was 100 people in that church.
Amen.
And God really moved those 2 or 3
Amen.
Years there.
Because we encouraged them to
Amen.
Know that just because I was old,
Amen.
Their calling was still just
Amen.
As good as it was the day they received it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Okay, and so, and when our time was up there, we decided to just go out a little further out west, and so we went to a little town called Seagraves. And you know, Raymond, we discovered freedom from man's tradition.
We sure did.
So tell us a little bit about that experience.
We got involved with people that were in prayer groups, and these young couples out there were real hungry to find the truth of God.
They were.
And so we began to study. Pam and I began to study, and she was getting thorough in the Word of God. And so as we got more thorough in the Word of God, we began to find out that we'd been kind of missing some things. We had been judging people more from the outward
mm-hmm.
rather than the inward. And we began to study in the first book of Samuel where that God spoke to Samuel and said, I look not at the outward, but I look at the inward heart of man.
That's right.
And we began to study on the heart of people. And we begin to see that this is what we need to do. We need to get a hold of their heart. And so this is what happened. We began to get away from traditions of men's teaching and doctrines and begin to search for the real Word of God.
Amen. And that was where God called us out of denomination.
We got away from denominations.
To come out and have our own freestanding organization, right?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But the thing of it is, irregardless of where we went, there was one word that he's always told us to keep in our organization name, which is what? What's that one word, right?
Victory. Victory. We always keep the word victory.
Victory. Amen. Well, anyway, we did go back to Texarkana further on down the road a couple of many years later. And when we went this time, though, we actually bought property. Tell us a little bit about the buying of the property, Ray.
The property that we purchased was corner lots, acre and a half, something like that. And it was an old railroad depot area back in early 1900s. And everybody in the neighborhood found out what we were wanting to do, and they said, you can't build a church building there.
Kind of like they told Nehemiah, wasn't it? Can't do that.
They said, you can't build that, you know. You can't do that. Mm-hmm. So we began to get a search on it, on the title and everything, and found out that a church property was one of the few things that could be built on it. And so we bought that property. And all we had was $100.
Right. And so what did we had to come back to Irving, didn't we?
Yeah, we had to go back, and we sold our house, took every dime out of our house, and paid our debts off. We were debt free of it. But
the thing was, right, when we sold our house, houses weren't selling.
Houses weren't selling. Yeah, this is true.
But God had a plan, see.
God had a plan. And so we got a call from this real estate people asking us, would we sell to an Iranian? And I said, well, we'll sell to anybody today that's got the money and wants it.
But was it weeks, months?
It was done in less than 48 hours.
Right.
The house was sold and closed.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. We went back, paid cash for that property, and built a building there. And families in that area were just torn apart. That we found so many people that were in the ghetto. It was a kind of a ghetto area, and people were hungry, a lot of them in that area, and they needed teaching and they needed preaching too about faith and how to love God and God could love them. And families were brought together. There was a lot of torn situations.
So we actually, that was our first opportunity that we actually become repairers of the breach.
We did.
Amen.
And over 120 people were in that auditorium.
Amen. And we had some good times, didn't we?
Amen.
We had singing, shouting, preaching, praying. Well, the whole shebang, right?
We had a morning prayer meeting every morning at 10 a.m.
Right. Amen. And Ray even had radio broadcasts there.
Yeah, we had
radio
ministry.
He even went out on the street corners and had street corner services.
Amen.
And so we just really, it was a really blessed time in our lives. But now we have found ourselves a number of years later, and we've come back to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so tell us a little bit about what we've been doing since around 1996.
Okay, since 1996, when we came back to this area, we wondered, what are we doing in this area? We had never done a lot of ministry right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And so we looked and looked and looked and looked for a place. And finally, in 1999, we did find the pastor. Name was John Evazini and Pat Evazini, and we had heard of them. We had read books about them, and we went there and sat a little over a year, year and a half with them, and there we found something that we needed. That we were learning the ministry of prosperity. Not only did we get, we believed in ministry of salvation and healing for our body, but we found that we could be debt-free.
Amen.
And found out how we could walk in the kingdom of God and
yes.
be happy.
Yes.
And so we worked with them and loved those people, but they felt a need to leave that place, and they turned it over to Jim Herring and Samantha Herring, pastors. And we worked under Pastor Jim and Samantha for around 4 years.
Right.
And we just loved them.
We got acquainted with Jim's father.
Jim's father, Harold Herring.
Mm-hmm.
And we loved Harold and Deb, Bev Herring. And then we got acquainted with Patrick Andre.
Right.
He was a great guy for us. And then the people, we just loved them, fell in love with that bunch of people. And we taught in the class there for around 3 to 4 years.
And, you know, we got acquainted with Bev and Carrie.
Carrie Crowley.
And we're going to have Bev share in a couple of weeks her testimony.
Amen.
And what God's called her to do. And Amen. We're going to have her daughter, Heather. Share about what God's done in her life and what her calling is.
Amen.
And many, many, many other ministries.
Amen.
We also went back and worked with some of our dear friends.
Pastor Cliff and Judy McKern.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the greatest people in Fort Worth, Texas. Yes.
They established what?
Christ Life Church.
And their daughter.
Their son-in-law and daughter are pastoring out there. He grew up under their ministry. And they turned it to him, and the church is still going on. It's out on South Freeway out there on 35.
Right. And so Cliff and Judy are doing what?
Cliff and Judy have a ministry called Life Builder Ministry.
And we go to
on Sunday evening at 6:30, they meet in their home, and they call themselves the Hub Church.
Yeah, the Hub Church.
And so we're kindly a spoke in the Hub, and we all fit together. And we just go to encourage and lift each other up. And so this is what we're doing right now. We're in the midst of radio ministry at KDKR 91.3 FM here on the dial you're listening to. And we're Victory Living Ministries. And all I know to tell you is we're heading for some great things.
Amen.
Amen.
And, you know, as we've shared over the past several weeks, we have an enlarged vision.
Yes.
Just as it tells us in Isaiah 54, 2 through 4. Enlarge the place of your tent.
Yes.
And let them stretch Amen. Out the curtains of your dwellings. Do not spare. Lengthen your cords and strengthen your stakes. For you shall expand to the right and to the left, and your descendants will inherit the nations and make the desolate cities inhabited. Do not fear, for you will not be ashamed, neither be disgraced, for you will not be put to shame, for you will forget the shame of your youth. Now that was in the New King James Version, and I want to read it from the Message paraphrase. It says, clear lots of ground for your tents. Make your tents large. Spread out. Think big. Use plenty of rope. Drive the tent pegs deep. You're going to need lots of elbow room for your growing family. You're going to take over whole nations. You're going to resettle abandoned cities. Don't be afraid. You're not going to be embarrassed. Don't hold back. You're not going to come up short. You'll forget all
Amen.
About the humiliations That's right. of your youth. And then it says, and the indignations of being a widow will fade from memory.
Amen.
So for the next few minutes, Ray, why don't you start off by reading to us? Let me hand him the Bible here so he can find Isaiah, where our scripture for our vision is. And let him start off reading what that scripture says. And then I want him to just talk for a couple of minutes or however long he wants to about what's really in his heart that we want to do for the Lord. And maybe he'll even share about some of the exciting things that are coming up in the very near future.
Amen. Honey, I have to say this. Right now, we have been attending some at Family Worship Center in Newark, Texas. It's Pastor James and Alma Lamba.
Very blessed pastors.
And these are good people, Brother and Sister Lampathar. And so we've been with them. Okay, I know I need to get on this. First, it says, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified, and they shall build the old wastes. They shall raise up the former desolations, and they shall repair the waste cities. the desolations of many generations.
And so, Raymond, you've got about 4 minutes to tell us what's really in your heart about this vision and what's coming up in the near future.
Amen. Pam and I have always, this is really a big part of the vision, is to mentor to people, help them find their place in the body of Christ. We're not out trying to hurt no one body. We're trying to encourage and build it big. Amen. And we want to help establish people that are trying to find a call in their life. Amen. I don't know what your calling may be today, but we want to help you get it established. Amen. To find out your giftings. What are you gifted for in the house of God, in the body of Christ? Amen. It may be your street minister. I don't know what you are today, but God wants to help you find that place. Then your talent. You may be a piano player. You may be a drummer. You may have a talent of teaching and puppets. And I don't know what all you'd want to do is telling stories about Jesus and whatever your talent is. And then your abilities. What are your abilities? Amen. Are you creative? And so some of you people out there really have some big things in your life. And we want to help you find that in the body of Christ. We want to give you information how to find it. We want to bless you and pray with you. A big part of that is praying for the sick. Amen. We want to be able to minister to your need. It may be finances. You want to get out of debt. We want to teach you how. God's word teaches you how to get out of debt, how you can be happy and yet serve God. I believe the happiest people in the whole earth are going to be those that love God and serve the Lord. Amen. We don't look down. We look up to Jesus, but we sure do frown on sickness, look down on that old thing. And I'll tell you, if you've got a message for the devil, you keep it written on the bottom of your shoe, because that's where he's supposed to live. Is in the bottom of your foot.
Amen. So we're going to have healing. We're going to have deliverance. And we're going to teach them the truth of what it says in 3 John, which is that we would prosper.
And be in health.
Even.
As our soul prospers.
And also the truth of Proverbs
10 and 22. Mm-hmm. He said, the blessing of the Lord, it makes us rich. And he adds no sorrow with it.
Amen. So what are we doing this week? We're getting ready to go into what?
The new building.
That's right. God's opened the
God
door.
God opened us a building.
So we'll be leasing it, and we believe God's
and
got
we'll
great things.
And we'll give you the address next week.
Amen. Well, here's our announcer to tell you how to get in touch with us. Till next week, God bless.
Amen.
I want to encourage you to write us at Victory in Living Ministries at 5221 Shiver Road, Keller, Texas, 76244. Take time and email us at Victory in Living, that's all one word, victoryinliving@aol.com. Visit us at our website, Victory in Living Ministries, again, that's all one word, victoryinlivingministries.org. Until next week, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. According to Numbers 6, 24 through 26.
Well, I woke up this morning feeling fine. Well, I woke up with heaven on my mind. Well, I woke up with joy in my soul. For I knew my Lord had control. Well, I knew I was walking in the light. For I stayed on my knees in the night. And I prayed till the Lord gave a sign. And now I'm feeling mighty fine. Well, I'm feeling mighty fine. I've got heaven on my mind.